Venit de canal. Aha. We shouldn't print anything. We should return. Return a string. And here, try to use a string format thing. After the return, there is no colon. Here we need to close it before the dot format, and it's perfect. Thank you. So if count is larger than 9, that is 10 or more, we return number of donuts many. Otherwise, number of donuts, and using string formatting, we insert the count number. Okay.
About the number 9, I would use rather number 10 there, because in the given task you have number 10, then it's good to be the same number in the code also.
Yeah, that's right.
So
how would you change it? What should we write here, young man? Larger than or equals to 10. Exactly.
That's because if you are searching from a big file, that you know that that number 10 is the important number, and you are searching a big file, you are searching number 10, you are not searching number 9. So it's much easier to maintain.
Yeah.
Not big difference, but big when you are maintaining it.
Yeah, sure. So homework is to finish string 1 and string 2 also, string 2.py. String 2.py is similar, but the functions are different. Now, we have seen slicing. Let's go one step forward. And when you use slicing, we have the start position, end position, and also optionally you can provide a step. So we have here the string Python programming. :2 means start position is missing. So what will be the start position? It will be 0. The end position is missing. It will be, we will go until the end of the string, right? We have already seen it. The new thing is this, the step. It means go from the beginning until the very end and take every second character. So let's take, this is the result. So let's take P, T, O, space, and so on. Take every second character. What does it mean? From the beginning, go until the end, and take every character. So it will return the original string, the copy of the original string. Okay, this is another trick in Python. If you type colon colon minus one, then the string will be reversed. From the end to the beginning, it will be reversed. Why? Because the step is minus one. So it will go from the end until the beginning backwards. So it will reverse the string. And memorize this, learn this, colon, colon, minus one, because we need it very often when working with Python. What does it mean in plain English? Take the first six characters. Yeah. This one. It means take the first six, from the first six characters, take every second character. So it will be P, T, O. Okay. Exercise. Write a function that receives a string and decides whether the string is a palindrome or not. When do we say that a string is a palindrome? What does it mean? Yes? Mm-hmm. Okay. When you read it backwards, you get the same string. Would you like to show us your solution? No? So, palindrome. And as a parameter, it receives a string. And this is a function, so it should return either true or false. Who has an idea how to do it? Can we use something from here? Yeah. The colon colon minus one trick. So it should return true or false. Mm-hmm. Aha. We write true with capital T in Python. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's it. Thank you. So you can compare two strings with the equal-equal operator. With this trick, you can reverse a string. You compare them. if they are the same, return true, else return false. How could we simplify these four lines into just one line? Return S equal equal S, the reverse of S. Why does it work? Here we have a comparison. The result of a comparison will be true or false. So this, it will be either true or false. If they are the same, it will be true. So it will be returned true. If they are different, the result of the comparison will be false. So it will be returned false. So when you write this pattern, if condition return true, else return false, think of it that you can simplify it to just one line. Let's see the different kinds of strings. We have already seen that we can put a string between apostrophes or quotes. But in Python there are also multi-line strings. I will show you. Let's create here a simple HTML in a string. When you create a multi-line string, you use three apostrophes or three quotation marks. Python programmers usually use three quotation marks for multi-line strings. So it starts here, and it will end here. And inside, I will write a simple HTML code. We store it in a variable, HTML. Let's print it. Just to see where it starts and where it ends, I print an apostrophe to the beginning, then print the variable, and then print an apostrophe again. It looks like this. So this is a multi-line string between triple squares. And the multi-line string will appear just as you typed it. So it starts here. Here I press the enter. So that new line character will be part of the string. Then HTML, here I press the enter again. So the enter, the new line, will be part of the string again. Here at the end, there was an enter, so it is also part of the string. So if you have a string which has several lines, it is easier to put it in a multi-line string. As you can see, this string is not indented. What happens if I indent it? maybe it looks a bit better, but now if I execute it, you can see that the indentation, the four spaces, are also part of the string. Because whatever I type, it will be part of the string. So maybe this indentation was not a good idea. Let's put it back. Now, here you can see that there is a new line at the beginning and also at the end. How could I remove these new lines at the beginning and at the end? One solution would be to bring it back to the end of the previous line and also bring it back here. Now, if we look at the string, there are no new lines at the beginning and at the end. However, now it looks a bit stupid in the source code. It's not that readable. The previous version was much more readable. Another trick is that although it's a multi-line string, it is still a Python string. It's still a Python string object. So it has methods and functions. We have already seen the strip function. What does it do? Do you remember? It removes the white spaces from the beginning and from the end. So if I call here strip, the new line at the beginning and at the end will be removed. And now it looks like this. No new line at the beginning and at the end. So you can use this. So that was the multi-line string. This string contains 8 characters. 1, 2. This is one string. This is the third. 4, 5, 6, 8. If you add this R symbol at the beginning of a string, it will be a so-called row string, which means that in the string, the backslash doesn't have any special meaning. In a row string, the backslash is just like any other character. So, if it's a row string, the backslash n will be 2 characters, a backslash and an n. So the length of this will be 9. When you use regular expressions, you will have to use row strings a lot. So they are especially interesting when you work with regular expressions. Otherwise, we do not use it that often. Okay, how can you increment a number in Python and how can you decrement? Let's see. A equals 5. Plus plus A. It is still 5. If you write minus minus A, it is still 5. What happens? Actually, the plus plus operator doesn't exist in Python, and the minus minus doesn't exist either. Actually, here we use the plus operator twice, and we apply the minus operator twice. So plus plus A is interpreted like this, plus A multiplied by plus 1. The value doesn't change. Minus minus A is 5, it will be minus 5, multiplied by minus 1, it will be plus 5. So the value doesn't change. what will be minus 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 a? Yeah, it will be minus 5. And the post increment operator a plus plus doesn't exist. It's a syntax error, just like a minus minus. It's also a syntax error. The question is, how can I increment the number? You will have to use either a equals a plus 1, but it's not very nice. The way we increment is plus equal 1. And to decrement, minus equal 1. So this is what we use in Python for incrementation and decrementation. A is 5, plus equal 1, A is 6, minus equal 2, A is 4. Mm-hmm. Okay, so far. Then we finish the strings. And now let's move on to the lists, the list data structure. In Python, a list is actually a dynamic array. I will talk about it immediately. Let's